It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, the one and only Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy anniversary, by the way.
Happy secret anniversary, by the way. Everybody who's listening, just so you know, this is a secret anniversary.
That nobody knows about but us.
Some people think we've only been married for like 4.5 years, but it's been at least 5.
Today is the 5th anniversary of the day in which we signed the paperwork to officially legally get married by the state for insurance purposes.
Yeah, so for those of you who are out there...
And then like 7 months from now, we got married for realsies, but we celebrate both anniversaries.
Yeah, we do. We celebrate any excuse to like... honor our love.
And so should you.
Yeah. I want to go into a whole story about how fun it was to get married in Hillsborough. That's not the point of date night.
So in the in date night, the actual point is to recommend date night activities for people looking for romantic things to see and do out there in the world. And what better excuse to go out and have a romantic night than one of several possible dates that you could celebrate as an anniversary.
Secret anniversary,
exactly. All right, so here's our prompt for date night, and with Jones Angel coming up, I'll try to make this story quick. The other day, earlier this week, we discovered that there was a new-ish restaurant in Durham, in the RTP area, off of Page Road, called The Goat, which... Mm-hmm. was a nice looking restaurant.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of like positive reviews on Yelp.
Amazing menu, great cocktail.
Really
program.
Good looking menu. Yeah. We'd never heard of it. It just kind of popped up like things do in the RTP.
Like it
so,
does, yeah.
Like, okay, let's go there. So we went there and we got there to find that there was this massive sand volleyball tournament just outside. We walked in. It was an enormous restaurant, but it was packed to the gills.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for forever on a Tuesday. Like, so this is an extremely popular restaurant in Eastern Durham, which we had never heard of. So we're going to have to go back at some point. We can't recommend it because we never actually got to eat there. The wait was too long. But with that in mind, if you are looking for a romantic night out, but you don't want just any place.
You
want a hot ticket. You want a place that you actually have to work to get into.
Yeah.
You have to plan in advance to get into this place. Where do you go?
I've got the, I think, correct and obvious answer, which is like my privilege is going first. There's a place in Durham in the Woodcroft Shopping Center. Aaron's making a face at me.
This is going to be my answer, too.
It is currently taking reservations as soon as 2023 and is changing their concept, Yamazushi. It's like, it used to be like your typical kind of walk-in, fast Japanese, like concept restaurant.
Yeah. And it still kind of looks like it from the outside.
It does.
Like, you look at the strip mall, and it looks super unassuming. People walk in there to order takeout.
Yes.
Like, they walk in there expecting they're going to order, like, hibachi teriyaki sushi and walk out with
it. But here's what it is. It is a place that maybe can seat 12 people at a time. I think they do 2 rounds of tables, so you can do maybe 20, 24 people a night, just a couple nights a week, and it's 7 courses of very, like, high-class Japanese cuisine served on plates made by the chef.
This is low-key the best restaurant in the Triangle.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It is...
And very low key. Unassuming strip mall. Like, you don't expect this, and there it is.
Yeah, we still have a bottle of sake we got, like, as a thank you for coming and doing the sake pairing that we've not opened because when do you open a special bottle like that? Anyway, I don't know that they're going to be doing seatings in 2024, 2025. And I think that if you want a romantic, one of a kind experience in the Triangle, go ahead and get on the list now, because who knows when you'll be able to. I also have other backup answers, Aaron, if I've stolen your like top choice. But no, let's see what you come up with.
Yeah. I got backup answers as well. Fun fact, the couple, the older couple who runs this restaurant, I believe their son is the relationship. I believe their son is G. Yamazawa, who is the hip-hop artist who recorded North CAC, which is
really?
A great song about Durham. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yep.
Thank you, Date Night, for teaching
that exact
me,
same family.
About Durham connections.
All right, so going downtown, the M restaurants.
Yeah.
M Coco, M Sushi, M Tempura, and what's the one I keep
M
forgetting?
Pucha.
M Pucha. M Pocha.
Pocha, yeah.
Pocha, yep. Have we been to all of them at this point?
We've not been to Mpocha because it is the like fried chicken concept, and
right.
You're not a big like Korean fried chicken.
I mean,
like
Mpocha is good. Like Korean fried chicken is good. You just have to all be in the mood for specifically fried chicken.
Problem is like M Sushi is right next door to it,
and M Sushi is right there. M Sushi is the original.
Yes,
it's the classic. It's an amazing sushi restaurant. It's not as hard a ticket as Yamazushi is.
No.
But it is a difficult ticket to get into. M Coco is a like very unassuming but also kind of high-end restaurant right next to Pizzeria Toro in downtown Durham. That's great. But the one that I'm going to recommend is M Tempura, which is a difficult ticket. You need probably a couple days in advance if you want like Friday or Saturday reservation. You got to plan for this. But they've got the omakase menu, which is 7 courses, I think, or something like that.
It's
we
more
had
courses
it.
Than I think I wanted, but every course was delicious.
It is really, really good, y'all. In downtown Durham, it's just kind of on the side of the alley, like right next to the parking deck, and it is fantastic. So that place as well. And there you have 2 great sushi restaurants that are incredibly difficult tickets to get to, both in Durham and both fantastic. And both, like, not usually talked about when you talk about, like, the best restaurants in Durham.
And if you want something in a Chapel Hill cargo bar event, I'm just going to take as much time as I've got here. In Carrboro, I think it maybe seats 20 people. Tesoro,
yeah.
Which we went to, like, kind of pre-opening, like, soft open weekend, like, fell in love with it. And any chance I get, I want to go there because I think it would be a great date night, and you have to plan ahead for it.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.